Let's take a few moments together to pause. Let's take a few moments together to create some space where you can be centered and connected to yourself during this fertility journey. Start by finding a quiet place where you won't be disturbed. Turn off your phone. Do everything that you can to be comfortable. Sit down, lie down, whatever appeals to you at this moment. This is a time just for you where you don't have to do anything but be connected with yourself. Start by taking a deep breath, and I will join you in this. With your next deep breath, breathe in peace. Breathe in calm. Hold your breath and then let it out. Let's do it together. As you breathe out, let go of any stress that you may have had. Let go of any judgment that you have. Let go over all your ideas of what it means for you to be in your life at this point in your fertility journey. Let it all go with your next deep breath. Now let's take a few moments to center ourselves and to ground ourselves. I know that during my fertility journey, I was always running around trying to make this happen, scheduling that appointment, do everything I can to make sure that I became a mother. Well, that's not what this exercise is about. Right now, we're just taking a few moments to be with ourselves, to be there for ourselves, and taking the time and space that is your birthright that you deserve. So I'd like you to imagine this beautiful gold cord that leaves your feet and goes down through the floor, through the earth, right to the center of the earth, where you can be attached and grounded. And during your next breath, when you blow the air out, I'd like you to imagine blowing any stress or any concerns or worries that you have down this beautiful golden cord into the center of the earth. And also, just a note here, if when you imagine your cord, if it's shriveled in any way or broken, discard it. Just throw it away. And take another one, another beautiful big gold cord. So take a deep breath. And as you blow all the air out, bring it down through your cord to the center of the earth, where you're attached. Attached to Mother Earth, which is a beautiful place to be grounded in. Because as you, beautiful mom-to-be, are taking steps towards motherhood, you have Mother Earth there supporting you every step of the way. So I'd like you to feel just exactly how solid it is, how grounded you are into the earth, how you don't have to support everything on your own two shoulders. You can let them go into the earth. Take another deep breath. Breathe in a sense of calm and breathe out again your list of to-dos or any worries that you may have, and send them to the center of the earth where they can be taken care of, where you don't have to worry about them right now. I'd like you to think for a few moments, to take a bit of time to consider what it is to be a mom. I know that it's your greatest desire. And if you desire motherhood, I know it's because your heart is bursting with love that you want to give a little person. So imagine you're in the future and you have a daughter. You've been blessed with a daughter. And one day she finds herself right in your shoes. She goes through the same thing you're going through. She's suffering. She's finding it really hard. She feels that she's stuck in limbo. She may be feeling anxious. She may be afraid that her greatest desire is never going to happen. And you're her mother. You're a mom to this beautiful woman who's going through this. How will you be for her? What will it be like for you to support her? How would you show up? Would you criticize her, telling her that it's her fault? Telling her perhaps that there's something wrong with her or something wrong with her body? Would you tell her that she's not deserving of what other women have? Would you tell her that she's alone, that no one understands her? Or would you show up as a good mother would, giving your daughter full support, standing there strongly with her, holding her hand the whole way, telling her that she's not alone, that you understand? So take a few moments to think and to feel in your body what that will be like to love her so much and to feel this incredible compassion towards her. And to feel also that you're not going anywhere, that you will stand by her through it all, that she is loved. You will be her rock. I know you will be. If you're on this journey again, it's because you have so much love to give to your child to be. And I want you to feel that love and that compassion for your daughter, who's going through a really difficult stretch and she doesn't know how it's going to turn out. Think of the kindness you will extend. Think of the understanding. Think of how you won't be able to take the pain away, but you'll be able to stand there with her every step of the way. Again, take a few moments to really feel inside you all this compassion that you're giving to her. And now, turn this compassion to yourself. Turn all this love towards yourself. Because wanting to become a mother means becoming a mother to yourself, a strong, loving mother who stands by us no matter what. So turn all of this love and all of this compassion to yourself. Put your hand on your heart. Take another deep breath. Show yourself with your hand and with your words that you understand. Tell yourself now, out loud or in your heart, I am here. I see how much you suffer. You will never, ever be alone. I love you. I will hold your hand and be with you until we're on the other side of this. You are deserving of motherhood. It is not your fault. It is not your fault. It is not your fault. Take another deep breath. And stay there with yourself. Stay there as you're with yourself, as you would stay there with your daughter. Part of you will relax at finally being seen. Part of you will relax at finally being spoken to. Part of you will relax knowing that she's not alone. Because once you show up for yourself, you are never alone again.